And I didn't particularly know what it meant.
No, with me it's something like hemophilia or one of those other words. Let's see now. Again, we mentioned that Tuesday is today, Wednesday is...
tomorrow.
And what did your stepfather use to tell time? He probably told it by the sun, but did he have anything special that he used?
Well, a watch, generally.
Silver?
Well, they had a, yes. The old timers, I think, used to have a compass that they could pretty well tell. You know, if they could direct themselves with them, but I never did know anything about how to use one.
Out in the panhandle, they all said they told time by the sun. They didn't carry a watch because they'd break it.
Well, I'll tell you, the, when I used to work, I never carried a watch. And I could tell within 5 or 10 minutes when 12 come, I could just get in right on time. If you're used to it, of course, the sun is in different places at different times of the year, but then you know what your clock is on the wall at home, and then you know about how the time runs, and when the sun comes up, it goes down. So you can get an idea, and you'd hardly ever miss it very far.
Yeah, I never had any trouble as a boy, come to think of it.
No, I never did.
I'll draw some clock faces here.
I have a watch over at the house, and I never carried it. It lays on the other side of my bed.
Well, I, of course, being inside, all I have to... tell
you
time
have, to, you
a
have
watch.
To have a watch, I suppose. See, my business is a little different.
And if I'm 2 or 3 minutes off, boy, my students resent it. Oh,
I bet they do too.
They hate that.
They don't pay to tell you either, do they?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They won't, they'll get a little restless. They'll start to pick up their books, but they don't say anything. Very seldom. I'd rather they did.
What do you teach?
Oh, I teach the history of the English language, and this sort of works into that.
Yes, I see it.
In other words, how English develops, and old terms, and old expressions, and things like that. So, I find these...
Well, now, do you figure that human nature's changes as the time goes on?
Human nature's
not
the same.
Just about the same all the way through?
I think so.
But the language changes a little bit, and the act... in the personality of the human changes quite a little too, I think.
I think
they're more polite, more courteous to each other now than they used to be.
Well, at least they seem to be.
Well, that's what I mean. They, in other words, we used to be here, if we had a settlement, these settlements is quite a ways apart. And if some bunch come over there to our place, they more or less would have a fight or maybe trouble, and they didn't mix. Well, nowadays you can go just anywhere you please, and the new people mix right in. They try to show them a good time, and I think they've developed a lot in that.
Yeah,
that's reason I think quite a bit of athletics.
Yeah, that's
they
good.
Teach you to be a good sport.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes you have trouble. I know they even on the baseball diamond. Sometimes they have these fights in these big leagues. I see.
Yeah, they say you got to get out there and win. Get out there and break his leg if you have to. But
yeah, but
win.
I don't think that's good.
That's awful, isn't it?
If I had a coach that caught Nazi's boss at far.
Yeah, that's. I think that's looking at it the wrong way. That's just distorting the whole thing.
Win. I don't say win regardless of how you win. It's the way you win it is what counts.
Try your best.
Try your best.
Your level best.
And if you lose, why take it in a good humor and go on? Somebody's got to beat you, you know what, when you start.
Yeah, that's one thing that I think people hold against Notre Dame, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because it's win at any cost.
I don't believe that at all. I'm not that way.
No, it's really
not the way it's not the way you play a game, it's how you play it.
Well, you got to live with yourself afterwards.
That's right.
Like that boy from A&M here, what was it, about 5 years ago, who slugged that colored player from Drake?
Yeah.
Now that poor boy will have to have that with him the rest of his life.
Yeah. We had a boy, he had played in high school, he had Claremont, he went to A&M and played.